Welcome to Module 3, Session 3. In this session, you're going to learn two approaches to using sacred dance for emotional releasing. Let's begin. No doubt there are many ways to approach sacred dance for emotional releasing. In fact, you'll probably come up with your own over time. And you know what? I hope you do, and I hope you take the time to share your discoveries with me. For now, though, I'm going to share two of the most common approaches that I personally use. Approach number one. Let's call this permission to feel. This one is super simple and it works two ways. I can either already be feeling a certain way and therefore choose a song to reflect that feeling, or I can choose to intentionally feel a certain way and therefore choose a song to help evoke that particular feeling. For example, let's say I'm currently feeling lonely. I can give myself permission to feel lonely and therefore dance with that loneliness. Obviously, my song selection will no doubt have a very certain vibe. Or maybe I'm starting to cling to my loneliness and as a result, notice I'm starting to slip into depression. Mentally, this is a very slippery slope. So in an attempt to shake things up, I choose a song to help evoke joy, the emotional state I intentionally want to flood my body with. Now, for approach number two, let's call this one purge to heal. Again, this one works two ways. The first way we've actually already addressed in week one on our group coaching call. It's the spontaneous purge. Old emotions get stirred up during your dance. Something about the song you're listening to acts as a catalyst for releasing these old emotions, even though that wasn't your intention. Just remember, when these emotions rise, just allow yourself to feel them. Your body is purging the old so it can make space for the new. Celebrate these spontaneous purgings. There's nothing to worry about. The second way is the intentional purge. You're on the verge of erupting and someone's about to cop it if they haven't already. You know it's harmful to project these emotions onto others, but you also know it's toxic to hold this shit in. So you're going to make art out of it by dancing and doing an intentional purge. Now, an intentional purge is very similar to the permission to feel approach, but there's one very big difference. The emotions being purged here are the result of emotional hooks and emotional hijacking. Let's take a deeper look at these two things now in the next session. But before we do, I encourage you to experiment with these two approaches over this next week and notice what happens for you.